more U.S. sanctions unless Putin agrees to a peace deal with Ukraine. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov this morning saying, quote, unfriendly actions against Russian assets in the West will not go unanswered. Meanwhile, in Davos, Switzerland this morning, NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte.
We cannot allow in the 21st century that one country invades another country and tries to colonize it. We are beyond those days.
Wicked Conclave and Emilia Perez among the early favorites ahead of the announcement of Oscar nominees this morning. This is ABC News. Police in Ohio saying they arrested four men from Chile accused of breaking into the home of Bengals star quarterback Joe Burrow. They were caught during a traffic stop when cops say they found several items that could have been taken from Burrow's home. Car giants Hyundai and General Motors are working on a new deal. Hyundai says it's in talks with GM to build commercial electric vehicles that would roll out under the GM brand. And a bizarre sight on an Australian cruise ship chalked up to a mistake. On board a ship off the coast of Tasmania, some of the crew showed up on deck during a costume event wearing what looked like KKK robes.
A spokesperson for the cruise line says the housekeeping staff didn't have much to work with when it came to materials for a costume, so they decided to dress as upside-down snow cones. The cruise line says the crew members were unfamiliar with the KKK and were horrified when told what their costumes looked like.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert reporting. The cruise line is also apologizing. I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Sunday, February 2nd from 8 a.m. to noon over at South Fork Bar and Grill in Lugerville, there's a fundraising breakfast for Team Seal, featuring South Fork's made-from-scratch pancakes, fabulous French toast, fresh cinnamon rolls, savory sausage, eggs, and hash browns. They invite you to join them for great food, raffles, and more as they kick off the 2025 season. Everyone is welcome, and it's only $10 per plate. Kids 5 and under eat free. Interested athletes and families are welcome to stop in for breakfast, talk to the coaches, and check out the program. Any questions, you can call Mark at 715-820-3707. All proceeds go directly to the team to help offset the expenses and keep the sport affordable for all. Once again, this is happening Saturday, February 2nd from 8 to noon over at South Fork Bar and Grill in Lugerville. The month of January ends with Winter Salt Awareness Week. Meteorologist Brittany Merlo has more on what that means for our Wisconsin waters.
It's a time to focus on the true impacts of salt and ways to be a freshwater advocate. Although salt keeps Wisconsin roads safe during the winter, using more salt than needed comes at a price. Chlorides from salt are infiltrating our lakes, streams, and groundwater. And Wisconsin Saltwise says one teaspoon of salt is all it takes to make 5 gallons of water toxic for freshwater organisms. The DNR measures chloride levels in Wisconsin rivers. Recent studies have shown a steep increase in chloride loads. In the early 2000s, the DNR measured about 600,000 tons of chlorides annually, and by 2018, that number increased to nearly 800,000 tons per year. 50 rivers and streams and one lake in Wisconsin have been designated as impaired by high chloride concentrations, primarily from salt use during the winter months.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua has you covered. Get a full synthetic oil change for just $49.95 every day. Check out the great selection of new 2025 models on the lot, plus incredible deals on remaining 2024s. Select 24 Chevrolets are priced below GM employee pricing, and select 2025s are below dealer invoice. Visit Marthaler Chevrolet at Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com. Marthaler Chevrolet, treating customers the way they want to be treated.
Wisconsin's agriculture sector accounts for almost 10% of the state's total employment. We heard that this week at the Wisconsin Agriculture Outlook Forum. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Thursday, here with Assembly Agriculture Chair Travis Tranel. He said one of the takeaways from the forum for him as both a state representative and a farmer is that the economic impact of agriculture goes beyond rural Wisconsin.
A lot of that manufacturing takes place in more urban areas. And sometimes I think we forget that. And why I think that's important is a lot of times I think legislators that are from more urban areas kind of look at rural Wisconsin and they think, well, what do they need now? What are they going to ask for today? And the reality is we really are codependent, because if we stop shipping them goods from rural Wisconsin, there are going to be a lot of people that live in urban areas that are going to be out of work. And I thought it was good to hear that.
Catching up with Representative Travis Tranel after the Wisconsin Agriculture Outlook Forum. He chairs the Assembly Agriculture Committee. We'll take a look at more agribusiness news next.
Allie Streshinsky, a passionate dairy farmer and member of the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin Board of Directors, is part of the next generation shaping the future of Wisconsin dairy. She shares insights on how programs like Dairy Checkoff have supported the industry's growth nationwide.
It's been a great experience as a next generation dairy farmer who started after Checkoff was already in place. I have taken for granted the impact on production innovation and building the Wisconsin cheese identity over the past 40 years. Checkoff has allowed Wisconsin cheese to be sold nationwide, and it can be found in 99% of grocery stores. I've been lucky to gain a front row seat to these programs that are designed to strengthen relationships with both bulk buyers and individual consumers. These programs help to coordinate things like in-store demonstrations, digital ads, in-store sales material, and both earned and free media. And this all encourages consumers to look for that Proudly Wisconsin label.
Learn more about how your Dairy Checkoff dollars are utilized at wisconsindairy.com.
Welcome back. On a Thursday, the Dairy Business Association has released its priorities for the upcoming legislative session, one of the first agricultural groups to do so. Their list focuses on attracting a skilled workforce to Wisconsin, supporting clean water initiatives, and improving transportation infrastructure. We have the whole list at MidwestFarmReport.com. In other agribusiness news today, registration is open for the 2025 Upper Midwest Hazelnut Growers Conference. This year, the conference is at the Chula Vista Resort in the Wisconsin Dells, March 7th and 8th. This is your chance to get acquainted with a valuable crop. Sessions will cover everything from planting to pruning and from harvesting to marketing. Learn more at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks headed back to Milwaukee today after nearly a foot of snow around New Orleans shut down the roads and the airport. Last night's game against the Pelicans called off due to the weather. It'll be rescheduled later this season. Tonight, the Bucks host the Miami Heat. With 41 games left on the schedule, Milwaukee the half point of the regular season, 13 games before the All-Star break, Damian Lillard on holding onto that fourth place spot in the Eastern Conference.
In this closing stretch, we got to have that more than anything else, because it's going to come down to where our mind is. If we do, you know, I think we'll go into the break feeling good about ourselves, and I think right now we're trending in that direction.
College basketball, UWM last night with a 95-79 victory over Wright State in Fairborn, Ohio. Milwaukee now tied for second place in the Horizon League, two games behind Cleveland State. And former Packers defensive back Terrell Buckley named the new head coach at Mississippi Valley State. Buckley played for seven different teams in the NFL after being a first-round pick for Green Bay in 1992. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 8 above for a high this afternoon. The wind northwest at 5 to 10, and that'll keep the wind chill factor hovering around or a little below zero here for a good chunk of the day. Tonight, 10 below. Tomorrow, breezy, becoming cloudy, 18. We're back to 25 with light snow on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 1 below zero.
98 Q Country.
Cousin was a ton of green. She's got her daddy's money, her mama's good looks, and look who's looking at me. She's got her daddy's money, her mama's good looks, and she's looking at me.
To love this view, sit here and drink a few. Main Street in the high school, lit up on Friday night. Down there it's another touchdown, man, this year's team is stout. I can hear them going crazy, and up here so am I. Thinking about you sitting there saying, I hate this, I hate it. If you couldn't stand living here, why'd you take it, take it? This is my hometown. All the colors of my youth, the red, the green, the hope, the truth, are beating me black and blue, cause you're in every scene. My friends try to cheer me up, I get together at the Pizza Hut. I didn't have the heart to tell that was our place. These sleepy street lights on every sidewalk, side street, shed a light on everything that used to be. Give me back my hometown, cause this is my hometown. This is my hometown.
We ain't kicked. We talked about God's grace and all the hell we raised. And then I heard the old man say, God is great and beer is good and people are crazy. Said I fought two wars, been married and divorced. What brings you to Ohio? He said, damn if I know. We talked an hour or two about every girl we knew, what all we put them through, like two old boys will do. We pondered life and death. He lit a cigarette, said these damn things will kill me, yeah. But God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. Last call is 2 a.m., I said goodbye to him. I never talked him again. Then one sunny day, I saw the old man's face, front page obituary. He was a millionaire. He left his fortune to some guy he barely knew. His kids were mad as hell. Me, I'm doing well. And I drop by today to just say thanks and pray. And I left a six pack right there on his grave. And I said, God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy.
Somewhere wind. I haven't heard a word and haven't seen her since. She disappeared quicker than this double shot of gin, 'cause everybody at the bar started asking,
how's your girl?
She ain't my girl.
Where's she been?
I ain't quite sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. That's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas. She might be down in Georgia at her mama's for the week. Could be Carolina, California, something's telling me. Somewhere in the Lone Star State with all the rest. Yeah, that one king song knows best. She's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas. Not sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm better.
that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon, she's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas.
Are you ready for this?
Playing the greatest country in the world to the greatest listeners on the planet.
Thank you!
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
I never had no one that I could count on. Been let down so many times. I was tired of hurting, so tired of searching, till you walked into my life. It was a feeling I'd never known. And for the first time didn't feel alone. You're more than a lover. There could never be another to make me feel the way you do. And oh, we just get closer. I fall in love all over every time I look at you. Best friend, you're my best friend. Oh yeah, you stand by me and you believe in me like nobody ever has. When my world goes crazy, right there to save me. You make me see how much I have. And I still tremble when we touch. I know the look in your eyes when we make love. Look at you. And I don't know where I'd be without you here with me. Life with you makes perfect sense. You're my best friend.
Tim McGraw, 98Q Country. Hard to believe that song probably, what, 25 years old or so. Yeah, Country Classics on 98Q brought to you by Park Manor, your home, heart, and history of Park Falls, parkmanorwi.com. And you can find them on Facebook, too. We're at one below. We'll take that, considering what we had a couple of days ago. 10 above will be the high today. A little bit stubborn about warming up today, tomorrow, but the weekend, fabulous. Temperatures in the 20s, maybe even pushing 30 at some point, starting on Saturday and running for several days. And usually when we get that, 25, 30 degree temp to move in wintertime, that means we get usually some snow, precipitation. There's a little bit on Saturday. It doesn't look like a whole lot, though. And our seven-day outlook does not have any significant snowfall in it. We did get a couple inches yesterday, a couple of snow squalls came through. Got a snow squall warning on my phone yesterday afternoon. I'm just like, I told my wife, well, what do I do with that? I said, I don't know what, I know what it means. You get a little temporary like blast of snow, but it's good information, I guess, but it's just like, I'm not going to adjust my day for it. We're close. You know, we're what? I've heard people talk, and I've seen some social media postings that we're about, a 4 or 5 inch snowfall away from maybe getting some trails going here in the county. But right now, it's not doable, and also, it's not in the forecast, the precipitation right now. But some milder stuff. 10 above, a little bit brisk out there today with that wind. What's that wind going to do today? Northwest at about 5 to 10, not a whole lot. It's going to be cold tonight with overnight lows probably in that 15, maybe 20 below range for tonight. So it's going to be one of those days where it's going to be 10 above, but overnight low a bit much. We'll get to all the news and sports in just a little bit. Hope your Thursday is a good one for you, whatever it may be. Maybe some of you feeling the winter doldrums a little bit. January, February, very common to get a bit of the winter doldrums because we just, our bodies don't get out and absorb sunshine. We had sunshine, Sunday, Monday, but you really didn't want to go out and expose any skin to what was going on. Temperature-wise, so it was a good news, bad news kind of thing. We will update you on all the news and sports right now. Twice an hour, we get you news and sports, so let's get going. ABC kicks it off.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The South struggling to clean up after a deadly winter storm left record snow and now plunging the region into a deep freeze. More wildfires in California. 30,000 people evacuated north of the city, where the Hughes Fire burned more than 10,000 acres. And for a time, there was a fire overnight along the 405 freeway near the Getty Center. That fire now out. Russia reacting after President Trump's warning to Vladimir Putin that Russia will face more U.S. sanctions unless Putin agrees to a peace deal with Ukraine. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov this morning saying, quote, unfriendly actions against Russian assets in the West will not go unanswered. Meanwhile, in Davos, Switzerland this morning, NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte.
We cannot allow in the 21st century that one country invades another country and tries to colonize it. We are beyond those days.
Wicked Conclave and Emilia Perez among the early favorites ahead of the announcement of Oscar nominees this morning. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know. Phillips Winterfest is continuing. Until January 26th, you can experience the Price County Tavern League Tour with $1,100 in cash prizes and the Winterfest Winfall Shop Local event, where you can shop at local businesses to register to win one of 12 gift baskets. And then Friday, January 24th, you can stop by the Wisconsin Concrete Park from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. for a candlelight walk. And then the next day, Saturday, January 25th, from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., it's the Pack Ice Fishing Tournament. At 10:30 a.m., it's the Phillips Flurry Snowshoe Race. Also at 10:30 through to noon, it's the Phillips Library Kids Storytime and Crafts. Noon to 1:30, it's Moose Lodge Kids Bingo at First Presbyterian Church. 5 p.m., there's a fishing contest with prizes at Burgers Bar and Grill. 6 to 8 p.m., it's an ice skating party at Elk Lake Park. 6 p.m., there's a bonfire at Elk Lake Park. 7 p.m. there's fireworks at Elk Lake Park once again. And then don't forget Sunday, January 26th from 8:30 to 11:30 a.m. with the Chaparral's Breakfast at Harbor View. And then the Tavern League Tour drawing at noon. Once again, this is all happening the rest of this week and through into this weekend over in Phillips. A law was passed in an effort to boost reading achievement for students in Wisconsin, yet funding has not been released. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
Wisconsin's new reading program under Act 20 could be on its way towards being an unfunded mandate by the state legislature. $50 million is held up in the Joint Finance Committee over a disagreement between Republicans in the legislature and Governor Tony Evers on how the money should be spent. The already approved funding was tabbed for materials and training for staff at schools to implement phonics-based literacy for elementary school students. If the money isn't released by June 30th, the funds go back into the state surplus.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks headed back to Milwaukee today after nearly a foot of snow around New Orleans shut down the roads and the airport. Last night's game against the Pelicans called off due to the weather. It'll be rescheduled later this season. Tonight, the Bucks host the Miami Heat with 41 games left on the schedule. Milwaukee the half point of the regular season, 13 games before the All-Star break. Damian Lillard on holding onto that fourth place spot in the Eastern Conference.
In this closing stretch, we got to have that more than anything else because it's going to come down to where our mind is. If we do, you know, I think we'll go into the break feeling good about ourselves, and I think right now we're trending in that direction.
College basketball, UWM last night with a 95-79 victory over Wright State in Fairborn, Ohio. Milwaukee now tied for second place in the Horizon League, two games behind Cleveland State. And former Packers defensive back Terrell Buckley named the new head coach at Mississippi Valley State. Buckley played for seven different teams in the NFL after being a first-round pick for Green Bay in 1992. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Get hooked on adventure at Kurtz Island Sports Shop. Reel in the big ones with their Primo fishing gear. From rods that lure envy to bait that fish can't resist. Need a fish whisperer? Kurtz Pros offer guide services to turn your fishing tales into legends. Swing by 824 Highway 51 North in Minocqua and gear up for epic fishing fun. Kurtz Island Sports Shop, where fishing dreams and big laughs are always in stock.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 8 above for a high this afternoon. The wind northwest at 5 to 10, and that'll keep the wind chill factor hovering around or a little below zero here for a good chunk of the day. Tonight, 10 below. Tomorrow, breezy, becoming cloudy, 18. We're back to 25 with light snow on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 1 below zero.
98 Q Country.
Jenny grew up wild like a Blackfoot daisy, out in the shack with a blue tick hound. Broke as hell, but blessed with beauty, the kind that a rich man can't turn down. She caught the eye of an oil man dancing one summer night in a dime store dress. She had the looks, he had the mansion, and you can figure out the rest. It was all roses, tripping in diamonds, sipping on champagne. She was all uptown wearing that white gown, taking his last name. She could hear those church bells ringing, ringing, and up in the loft that whole choir singing, singing. Fold your hands and close your eyes, yeah, it's all gonna be alright. And just listen to the church bells ringing, ringing, yeah. Country club, everyone thought they were Ken and Barbie, but Ken was always getting way too drunk. Saturday night after a few too many, he came home ready to fight, and all his money could never save Jenny from the devil living in his eyes. It was all bruises, covered in makeup, dark sunglasses. And that next morning, sitting in the back pew praying with the Baptist, she could hear the church bells ringing, ringing, and up in the loft that whole choir singing, singing. Fold your hands and close your eyes,
ever gonna find, and how he died is still a mystery. But he hit a woman for the very last time. She could hear those church bells ringing, ringing. You're standing there in a black dress, singing, singing. Fold your hands and close your eyes. Yeah, it's all gonna be alright. And just listen to the church.
Listen to this.
Playing the new country first.
I'm Raleigh Green.
Picked a damn good day to leave me. Sitting here, cooler full of keystones.
Sounds good to me.
This night don't turn into two. You look like I'm gonna wind up missing you.
Sweet 98Q Country.
Been telling me I've done some things I never did.
Yeah, the grapevine starts with a glass of wine and you take in a sip. Every word that you're saying is another step to my reputation, and I can't take it anymore. But you've opened that door. Yeah, there's two sides to every breakup. One's a lie and one's the truth. One of them went down and one was made up. But in the end, we both lose. Why can't we meet in the middle? Call it even, call it truce. If you quit telling lies about me, I won't tell the truth about you. Saw me get a text to make yourself feel better that you still talk to your ex. Yeah, you told your friends, you told your mama that I'm the root of all the drama. But we both know why this ended. Girl, I caught you red-handed. Yeah, there's two sides to every breakup. One's a lie. Sides to every breakup. One's a lie and one's the truth. One of them went down and one was made up. In the end, we both lose. Why can't we meet in the middle? Call it even, call it truth. If you quit telling lies about me, well, I won't tell the truth about
Mitchell Tenpenny and 98Q Country, Thursday edition here. About one below or so we're seeing it in the city of Park Falls. Warming up to 10 above today. Kind of a light wind. And then cold tonight, low 15, maybe 18 below in some areas tonight. It's a little bit cool. We're getting the kids back into the post-cold weather snap part of their sports schedules tonight. The Phillips boys are going to travel down to Stratford for a varsity JV contest down there tonight. Meanwhile, the Shawamigan Wrestlers will be in Phillips. They got, I think, three triangular, I believe, going on there, 6 o'clock. So if you're a wrestling fan, go to Phillips, 6 o'clock. Some good wrestling action there. And Team Seal Hockey will be on the road at Whistle Flag, the WSFLG co-op team. Coming up tonight, so lots going on. The Butternut Girls, they're going to travel to LCO for a 6 o'clock start time also tonight. So they're getting back after a couple of days of not only not playing, but not practicing, because most of the schools, when the school shuts down due to weather conditions, the teams, you know, they can't come in and practice too either. So getting things geared up and for the final run here of the winter sports season. Tournament hockey and tournament wrestling, probably a couple weeks away from getting that going already. February 1st is looming, by the way. I don't want to push a panic button if that does something for you, but a week from Saturday is already February 1st. And we've got the big winter fest going on in Phillips this weekend. Should be a nice day to be out on the ice. If you like to ice fish, Phillips is really nice event they put on there in Phillips on Saturday. Events going on throughout the day on Saturday, like kids bingo and all kinds of stuff. You can check out the Phillips Chamber of Commerce website for the complete schedule
of all the stuff going on. Austin has a little bit going on here during the news also today. Some words of wisdom. As we head into a Thursday, the 23rd of January, we take a moment to focus on the family.
Sooner or later, we all face circumstances that are beyond our control. The question is, what do we do when there's nothing we can do? Former astronaut Jim Lovell faced that situation in 1954 as a Navy pilot. He was on a routine training mission over the Sea of Japan one moonless night when his instruments failed. Without warning, his whole world became darkness. To make matters worse, he had no way to visually spot his aircraft carrier because the lights had been turned off to avoid enemy detection. Jim Lovell was hopelessly lost and face certain death. But then, as close to a miracle as he could hope for occurred, Lovell noticed a faint glow cutting a trail through the dark waters beneath him. That trail turned out to be a special kind of algae that glows when it's disturbed. The disturbance was Lovell's aircraft carrier churning through the water. With a glowing trail as his guide, Lovell got his jet back on course and landed safely. When circumstances are beyond our control, we need rescue. That is the essence of faith. We've all paced a hospital floor, lost sleep over a loved one, or kept vigil late into the night until someone returned safely home. It's in those moments that faith illuminates the darkness, replacing fear and uncertainty with courage and hope. It's when we're most lost that faith leads us home. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Hey parents, Parent here. Not to sound old, but if I had a dollar for every time someone told me how to parent, well, let's just say I wouldn't need to read this ad to you today. I'd be sitting on the beach somewhere with my feet up. Truth is, I don't trust everyone to tell me stuff. And I don't have time for that 500-page book either. But I do have time for Focus on the Family's weekly age and stage emails that have tips for intentionally raising my son at his age right now. It's super easy. Go to mykidsage.com, put in your kid's age, and get parenting advice you can trust.
I'm going to let you in on a little wireless hack that can cut your cell phone bill in half. Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile have convinced you need unlimited data. Fact is, most people don't. Pure Talk only charges $25 a month for unlimited talk, text, and 5 gigs of data plus hotspot. Stop overpaying for wireless. Dial #250 and say spend less, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
Get the free Civic Media app and text us your birthdays, anniversaries, and requests. Download the Civic Media app on your Android or iPhone. Sponsored by Wheelway Autos in Fifield, where you'll find premium used cars and high-quality service work. Wheelwayautos.com.
Better begins with the way we live life together, the way we help each other, and the way we inspire and encourage one another. At Aspirus Health, better begins with our dedication to providing expert care that improves lives, establishing healthy families and healthy communities, yours and ours, for a lifetime. Life is a journey, and we're here for you. Better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
98Q Country.
She's more than just a pretty face in a late night bar, more than just a pair of tight jeans sitting in your car. She's more than a last call kiss or a one night stand. Remember, boy, you weren't the first to hold her hand. She's somebody's daughter, she's somebody's everything, she's somebody's little girl, even if she's grown up and moved away. She's somebody's whole world, she's somebody's baby, and if you don't treat her right, hers won't be the only heart you'll break in. She's somebody's daughter. Her daddy bought her her first car, taught her how to drive, scared her senior prom date under that porch light. Her mama wiped away the tears from my first heartbreak and said, honey, he ain't good enough for you anyway. She's somebody's daughter, she's somebody's everything, she's somebody's little girl even if she's grown up and moved away. She's somebody's whole world, she's somebody's baby, and if you don't treat her right, hers won't be the only heart you'll break in. She's somebody's. Somebody's daughter.
Q Country.
Yeah, my whole life sounds like the radio.
You'll be trying to love her, but you leave your heart breaking boots.
The one that happened, I hope she never breaks.
Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
Well, I know it said you've had time to think about it. Looks like to me you're feeling kind of crowded. You're not looking for anything permanent here, so my rodeo's packed and it's in goodbye gear. So I shot down to the Longhorn Diner. Her sister works there and she'd know where to find her. She said you not hear this from me. All I'll say is mama's got that place out in Monterey.
Oh, how fast can I go? Gotta catch that little red rodeo. She drove off with my heart. I've gotta let her know. Meet the girl in that little red rodeo. Texas plates, candy apple red rodeo.
Two towns back, I showed your station man just started to laugh. She said I might see you in this old bucket of rust and said good luck boy, just follow that cloud of dust.
Oh, how fast can I go? Gotta catch that little red rodeo. She drove off with my heart. I've gotta let her know. Meet the girl in that little red rodeo. Texas plates. She said it took her leaving just to get it through my head. She's the one and only, it's over, that's it. I'm committed, I'm in love, and I'm desperate. She's a good ways gone, but I'm closing the gap.
lines are clear across the map.
Oh, how fast can I go? Gotta catch that little red rodeo. She drove off with my heart, I gotta let her know. Meet the girl in that little red rodeo. Texas plays candy apple red rodeo. Yeah, how fast can I go? I gotta catch that little red rodeo. She drove off with my heart, I gotta let her know. Meet the girl in that little red rodeo. Texas plays candy apple red rodeo.
Colin Ray at 98Q Country. We're at zero for a temp. Only 10 above today. Going to be a chilly day. Wind not too bad. Going to get really cold tonight. We'll have more on that forecast. News and sports just ahead.
So I guess it's over, baby. Deja vu again. Who'd have thought that time don't stop? And somehow, girl, the world keeps spinning. And guess I'll turn myself in.
Crashing by.